This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will attack new targets in Ukraine if the country receives any new deliveries of longer-range rocket systems from Western nations. The threat was delivered Sunday as a Russian missile struck Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, for the first time in more than a month. Dark smoke could be seen from many miles away after the attack on two outlying districts of Kyiv. Ukraine said the strike hit a rail car repair facility. Moscow said it destroyed tanks sent by Eastern European countries to Ukraine. VOA's Anna Chernikova says the attack stunned residents in Kyiv.
A reaction, to be honest, is quite shocking because, of course, it was more than a month that Kyiv was not under attack. For Kyiv citizens, they are coming back to life as much as they can. Of course, for some more time, it's not going to be as it was before the 24th of February, but still people are trying to come back to business actions and so on and so forth. So it was shocking.
Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's planned visit to Serbia Monday has been canceled. Speaking to Interfax News Agency, a senior Russian foreign ministry source confirmed a Serbian media report that said neighboring Bulgaria, North Macedonia, and Montenegro had closed their airspace to the plane that would have carried Moscow's top diplomat to Belgrade. Serbia, which has close cultural ties with Russia, has fended off pressure to take sides over Russia's invasion of Ukraine and has not joined Western sanctions against Moscow. State lawmakers in southwest Nigeria say dozens of people were killed in an attack on a Catholic church Sunday. The attackers targeted the St. Francis Catholic Church in Ondo State just as the worshippers gathered for Pentecost Sunday, with gunmen opening fire and setting off explosives. This is VOA News.